Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
Why did the polar bear go to the penguin to talk about the igloo?
I have no idea.
Because he wanted to ask him all about it.
This is stranger still.
Coldest time of the year of the
ding,
year.
Dong, ding, dong.
I don't want that to be our coming out of song.
Okay.
What do you got?
Let's just go right into intros. We never do that.
Yeah, but it feels weird.
Mm.
You know that I'm leaving this in, and then I'm just going to say, I'm Nick Wood.
And I'm John Vegan.
This is Stranger Still.
And it's a podcast where we talk about the strange things that you never thought the question to ask to think about.
Flawless. See how I did that? See how I edited that?
Yeah.
Nice.
This is a good job.
You know, I gotta ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Being from New York, how do you feel about snow?
I had lots of it.
Yeah? Do you like it, though?
I liked it a lot. It was not as cold. I had less ice and more snow.
Yeah?
I think so.
So, you don't like it in Iowa, but you like it in New York?
It's got a different taste there. It's like pizza.
Gotcha. That makes sense. We have Happy Joe's. You have real pizza.
Yeah, whatever that is. You also have something called Paul Revere's pizza, because when I think genuine, authentic Italian food, I think the British are coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Their pizza, like, everyone here loves it. I'm not a big fan.
Hmm.
It's really bland.
I had, before I went vegan,
yeah.
I had tried every single pizza place in Iowa, for the most part. Okay, let's be honest, maybe like 20.
Like all the ones that people have told you about.
Yeah, none of them got close, except for... downtown, that one spot. Need Pizza.
Yeah.
Need Pizza's awesome.
Did I take you to
Mellon? And then I was so frustrated by pizza that I just, like, gave up on all dairy forever.
So now
vegan.
So now you're vegan.
But Need Pizza makes vegan pizza, too.
Yeah.
And so you could get Papa John's and all those places without cheese, and a lot of it's vegan still. Mm-hmm.
Did I take you to Mellon Mushroom?
No, not yet.
Because I don't think it's New York pizza, but it's, like, my favorite pizza place.
That's awesome. And I know they have a lot of vegan stuff there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do. They're very vegan
hippie.
Friendly, yeah.
It's called the Mellon Mushroom.
Exactly. They've got all kinds of druggy stuff on their walls.
Yeah.
I got way off of topic. The point.
So snow's pretty good.
The snow's good. The point I wanted to get to is that people in Iowa are like so... They hate snow so much. I can't name one person off the top of my head that likes snow other than me. I love snow. I love the cold.
Mm.
I have such good memories with the snow that I can't wait for it to get here.
Yeah.
And hopefully by the time this episode comes out, we have snow. Because we don't have snow right now, we have rain, and it sucks.
Yeah, rain's like,
hey, I'm kind of like snow. Hey, Nick, you like me, right?
Yep, trip, 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 trip. Here I come.
No, you just get my hair all wet. Snow's like, hey, buddy, how's it going?
Let me blanket you in my warmth.
Yeah, speaking of warmth, let's talk about igloos. Flawless segue.
Good job. That's what I was saying, they blanket you.
Yeah.
And snow is cold. But it can be so warm.
It can be so warm.
Mm-mm.
Using igloos. How many words do you think the Inuit people have for snow house?
Too many for me not to offend someone.
One is igloo.
Okay, well.
What's the difference between Inuit and Eskimos?
This is another pretty racy question here, Nick. I'm not going to attempt to answer that.
No, there's no difference.
Okay.
They're one and the same, except Eskimo can be considered
derogatory. My open-mindedness is making me closed-minded, isn't it?
Yeah. Some people, or some Inuit people, find the term Eskimo offensive because it was a name given to them by non-Inuit people.
Right.
But they, for all intents and purposes, are the same thing.
Indians. Native Americans.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people are...
Redskins.
Oh, God, don't go
Which
there.
Is a terrible baseball team
What's
name.
The Redskin equivalent of Eskimo and Inuit? It would be, like, blue skin?
Just something terrible.
Because they're cold?
Hey, white people, just chill.
Jerks.
Just stop. Hey, white people, come on.
Come on.
All right.
All right.
Let's keep going.
Let's keep going. What's up with igloos? I didn't even introduce our topic other than talking about igloos. I'm really fascinated by igloos.
Mm-hmm.
After researching it especially. But before researching it, my question was, how the heck do igloos supposedly provide all of this warmth but not melt?
Mm.
So I guess the question I want to answer today is, hey, why is that igloo over there not melting right now?
Mm.
You see that igloo over there?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there are indoor snowballs over there.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. I think Shelby's grandparents brought those.
They're made out of cotton balls.
Yeah. So what's your outlook on igloos?
Good.
Yeah, you like them?
Igloos are here to stay.
Yeah.
Have you ever built an igloo?
No. Well, I was gonna ask you later, because I got this badass story about snow forts. The only thing that we would build in Iowa is snow forts.
Okay.
It wasn't really an igloo. Have you built like a traditional igloo?
Yes.
What was it like?
I had like really dense snow in my backyard.
Yeah.
So my friends and I packed it into ice cubes and then sawed them into blocks.
Yeah. Exactly what you gotta do.
And build them up in a circle.
Yeah.
And we built it in my parents' backyard. My friend Connor Pryor.
Yeah.
And Hadi Khan. And we built up a legit igloo and it was really neat.
That's awesome. So I'll get into the construction here a little bit, but you nailed it right on the head. How old were you when you did that?
We were like 15, probably.
Yeah. 14. So you guys were pretty smart. So igloos were actually only originally used by hunters in the harsh tundras like up north or down south to survive out in the wild while they were hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Not all Inuit people lived in igloos, which is a very common misconception. It was just hunters or hunting tribes. It could be multiple people. So this is a really obvious question, but I didn't think of it until I realized this. What did the Inuit people live in then? If it wasn't igloos, like obviously they didn't live in igloos, but now that I know that they didn't, what did they live in?
Houses?
Well, yeah. So igloos were mostly constructed because of a lack of material.
Mm-hmm.
The snowfall would come, it would cover the ground, and they wouldn't have access to wood to build shelter. They couldn't easily like skin an animal and use the hide as shelter without freezing to death outside.
Yeah.
So it is interesting to point out that in some places, I think mostly down south, like on the South Pole, like South America or something. I'm probably wrong about that, but down south.
Okay.
Far away from the equator. It's still really, really cold, but they don't get snowfall there. So they build what's essentially an igloo out of dirt.
Okay, like a hut.
Like a hut, yeah. They're called like earthen igloo or earthen earthen glues, something like that. In other places, if they don't have snow, sometimes they'll find like whale bone and they'll use that as a structure. And then if they can find some wood to put around it, they can make a house out of whale bone,
yeah.
Which is super cool. Using every part of the animal.
Except, well, no, cool that they use every part of it.
Right. Yeah. It's not like they killed the whale all by themselves, like whaler ships, which are awful.
Yeah.
Like, this thing just like beached up and died, so they use the bones.
Good.
At least it's going to use.
And then they went inside, and there was a little guy. And he's like, what's up, a movie? And then he's like, we're all made of stars.
Is this Pinocchio?
No, Moby Dick. Moby, oh. We're all made of stars. Catch up.
Sorry, I'm behind. Anyway, what's the whale's name from Pinocchio? I don't remember. Anyway, Monstro. Monstro is his name.
Yeah.
So in the summer, though, when these resources weren't covered up, they would build more permanent structures in areas like Greenland. They would actually build stone structures, like a permanent house out of stone. Who would have thunk?
Mm-hmm.
They might also build like a teepee-like structure. I don't know what shape it was in, so I don't know if it was in that conical shape, because no article would tell me. But they would set up an inside structure out of wood and animal bone and then cover it with animal skin.
Mm-hmm.
Like a teepee.
Right. It was in chronological order.
There you go. You can't put the skin up first and then put the wood inside. That's just dumb.
No, yeah, don't work.
Doesn't work. So let me ask you now,
mm-hmm.
What is the coolest snow fort you've ever made?
Well, I think a couple of weeks ago, I was like, the first snowfall, I'm going to build an igloo.
Uh-huh.
So I started researching for egg-free igloos, but I just kept getting results for Elmer's because I'm a vegan, so I can't eat eggs.
Right.
So then I ended up buying like a gallon jug of glue, and I just was so bummed out. Didn't work out. And so then I realized...
ate the glue.
And then... in the middle of the story, I realized that nobody cares, and the joke wasn't good. So then I stopped talking.
This isn't my snow fort story, but I want to tell a story about our family friend that lived next door, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
This was when I was a kid. This was probably like 20 years ago. And I, for the longest time, I thought it was a dream because the memory of it was so ridiculous. I was like, there's no way this actually happened.
Yeah.
But apparently... and I confirmed it with my dad. 1 year, no idea how he did it, he built a 10-foot snow fort in his yard, in his tiny little yard. My dad and him could literally stand up in it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. So apparently I asked my dad, like, how in the world? He had a snow plow pile it all up, and they're like, let's dig it out. So they
did. That's it.
It was like 10 feet.
I actually did do something seriously like that.
Yeah.
Where I remember building one on my front yard using a tree as the base.
Yeah.
And then building it against the tree. And then what's cool is when all the snow melts, but your fort's still around for another couple of weeks.
Yeah. You know why that is?
Because of ice.
Because the structural integrity of ice, which is what makes igloos so durable.
You ever make an igloo and then pour water on it? To make it icier? I don't know if that works or not.
We would do that. I mean, if you want to consider snow forts an igloo, then we did that. But we'll get into that in just a second because there's some good sides and some bad sides to it. The point of igloos, igloos are great for hunters because they block the harsh winds. They can give you frostbite. They can, yeah.
They can give you death, stuff
can,
like that.
They can provide you with death. The igloos themselves are insulated, so they keep the people, persons inside warm. And as the inside warms up, it like refreezes on like the surface of the inside, which actually makes it grow stronger because it's forming ice. And eventually if someone's in an igloo so long and this keeps happening, the entire thing turns into ice. So it's super strong and super durable because ice is hard. So like you said, igloos are made... You nailed it right on the head. So you got to have dense snow. Like snowball snow isn't great because it packs well and it's fluffy, but you need like super tightly packed snow that you literally have to saw it out of the ground. So what they do is they take a snow saw, they cut out blocks and they start putting it around in a circle, building it into that dome shape.
Yep.
Which what I found surprising because I figured if an igloo is in a cartoon, it's probably not what an actual igloo looks like, right? Wrong. They actually pretty much look like that.
Yeah.
Like the classic dome shape with the little tunnel entrance.
Sure. I'm sure there's plenty of architects who are like, ooh, yes they do, yes
yeah,
they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Domes are strong.
Yeah. I was surprised about that. So they'll build in a couple like exhaust ports.
For fires?
Cheap chimneys so that smoke can escape and you don't die while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
And then you build an entrance, which is usually like an underground tunnel, and you have an igloo. Ta-da!
Woo! And you use loose snow as glue. Yeah? Yeah?
No, I don't know. Maybe.
I think that's what we did, at least. We would do densely packed ice.
Yeah.
But we couldn't get it perfectly shaped because we were a bunch of little kids.
Yeah.
So then we would use the loose snow to fill in the gaps.
Yeah. One thing that I found interesting is they said experienced igloo builders, it still takes them an hour to build. But like a novice, it would take 3 to 6 hours to build a really good igloo.
Yeah.
So like I said, the strength of ice holds it together. But on the flip side, the reason it's insulated is because of the snow, not the ice. You want snow because, snow is a poor conductor of heat. Water itself takes a long time to heat up. So if like, I don't know if you've ever had
water, yeah, I've had it.
If you've had water, if you ever had like one of those tiny little kiddie pools or something, it takes a long time for those things to heat up from the sun because they're not good conductors of heat.
Oh man, I never waited for that. I would just get the kiddie pool And then I would get my turtle sandbox cover.
Yeah.
And I would turn it upside down.
Yeah.
And float in the turtle shell inside the kiddie pool.
That's awesome.
Didn't everybody do that?
No.
I thought that was the thing.
Like, no way. I never had a turtle box sandbox until I lived in this house.
Man. Yeah. They're the best. Those are like little like turtle shells.
Yeah.
They're little boats.
Yeah, we had one.
Cool.
And we built our own sandbox.
Or you go underwater and then you go up underneath it and you're like,
right.
It's like a submarine.
We did that like in our bathtub with cups.
Yeah.
Or bowls. Not with.
Weird.
Not okay. With turtle shells.
Well,
yeah, anyway.
Step your game up.
So water takes a long time to heat up. And that combined with the fact that there's more space between snow particles than ice particles means that snow transfers heat a lot slower than ice.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning it's a good insulator. When right. You have an insulator, the point of it, what you want in a good insulation is a slow transfer of heat. And so that's what snow does.
Right. So insulate, like when you transfer heat, you're transferring the information of heat to something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like informing.
Yeah.
So you're saying that snow is a bad informer.
Right. Informer.
I like a bump on down. Right.
How's it go?
Informer. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Just put the real thing in there.
Okay.
Just that part.
So, that's part of the physics of why igloos can retain that heat and not melt. On top of that, there's the convection of heat inside of an igloo. Do you know what convection is?
Yeah, like a convection oven.
Yeah, how does that work?
Air.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, convection ovens work with air.
Uh-huh.
So if you're like a king or a prince and you're like an heir to the throne,
mm-hmm.
your pizzas are like extra hot, dude, because of the you're in the air.
Yeah.
And, oh my God.
It's flawless logic. You're on top of your game today.
Can you just tell me?
We finally get to the problem here. Yeah. So the idea of convection is that heat rises and cold.
Unrises.
Falls. Is what normal people call it. Yes. It unrises.
Like a bread without a yeast, you're going to fall.
Yeah. I should tell the story about how Shelby made banana bread once.
That sounds great.
She'd be really mad about it if I did, though.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure she used expired yeast and it didn't rise and it looked like a gross, swampy mess.
It sounds.
And she still hasn't lived it down.
She made banana blob. You never had banana blob?
No, never had banana blob.
I'm sure people have. If you got a recipe for banana blob, Right in.
Recipes. Podcast at StrangerStillShow.com.
And recipes at StrangerStillShow.com. You're going to set that up.
Okay.
Mm.
Ticka, 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 tack, tack, tack. It's up.
Okay.
Anyway, so the convection helps it not melt in on itself and actually helps it sustain itself. So igloos are usually built in tiers. There's like a top tier that people usually sleep on,
mm-hmm.
slopes down to like a middle tier where you...
I thought that was the saddest thing that I found out about this, because I did research too.
Yeah.
That the Inuits just tell each other like insults.
Yeah.
And they're like...
So they can have tears inside of the igloos.
Yeah, they start crying and they start building out of tears. I don't like the way that you wear that jacket.
That one might create a middle tier.
Mm.
But like...
PG-13.
Yeah. I wish that a polar bear would eat you would probably make one of those top tiers.
Yeah, that's how you get top tier.
So the top tier is usually where they would sleep. The middle tier is kind of where you'd probably put a fire. It's usually like in a little divot there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it slopes down to where the entrance is. So as the heat rises, that's where you're sleeping. The heat likes to stay up there. And then the cold air will come down to the entrance and it has this really nice escape port.
Right. Cool. Out. So it's like a airflow.
Yeah. It's got really good airflow, which keeps it warm inside without melting the entire thing.
That's great.
It's awesome. The really cool thing is that igloos can be 40 degrees hotter inside the igloo, Celsius, than the temperature outside of the igloo.
Hmm.
That's absurd.
Can you say that in American place?
I can't give it to you in American because it depends on where it's at in Celsius. So if it's 0 Celsius, that's 32. But if it's negative 40 Celsius, that's negative 40 Fahrenheit.
Math.
Yeah. So if it's, just imagine.
Pretty warm in there and pretty cold out there.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yep. It can be like an oven in there and a fridge outside, which I thought was really neat. I don't have a lot of other things about igloos.
Hmm.
Other than they're really neat.
Hmm, I didn't know that.
Some igloos can house up to 20 people.
Okay.
So they might have hunting tribes that were like full of 20 people.
Mm. If you build a slightly larger igloo, I bet you didn't know this, it could fit up to 21 people.
Yeah?
Mm.
Nice. So, speaking of digging in snow, you want to dig me out of this with a recap?
Yeah, I guess so. So...
Don't be condescending. Yeah.
Not really. That was pretty good.
Sorry.
Yeah, good job. So igloos are snow mountains.
They're snow joke.
That little that was pretty good. I want another bite of that. So yeah, igloos are pretty good. They keep you warm.
Uh-huh.
And they keep your cold out.
Yep.
And people used to build them.
Yep.
Inuits and maybe. Before that, probably.
Probably, yeah.
If caves weren't available, who knows? Yep. But they perfected the technology, which is pretty cool, because they could not Google it.
Right.
Siri wasn't around.
Man, surviving was hard back then without Google.
Mm. Yeah.
Can you imagine not being able to hit your phone and say, hey, Siri.
Siri, what would I do without you?
Glad to be helpful, Jonathan.
Mm, Jonathan.
Jonathan?
Mm.
I'm calling you that from now on.
Okay. I got snow jokes.
Before we get to listener question, everyone out there, if you haven't already, go leave an iTunes review. And if you haven't, I know who you are and I'm coming to your house.
Mm. Yeah, he does. I say a lot today.
Yeah.
It's a umami flavored episode.
Yeah.
So
take you a bite also, of this one.
Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Twitter at Stranger Still.
You can find us on Facebook. If you just search for Stranger Still and join our group, we'll let you in.
Yep, we got all kinds of sciencey stuff on there.
Yeah.
And feel free to post your own stuff. If you're listening to this, post right now.
Yeah. Our friend Malcolm posted something really funny on there the other day. Did you see that?
No.
I think you did because I think you responded to it.
Wait.
Let me find it.
Malcolm from Comrade Radio Network. Yeah.
Go listen to his stuff if you haven't either. The other thing that while I'm looking this up, I found that some of the people that listen to this podcast don't listen to other podcasts.
Hmm.
And... pretty much all I ever listen to now is podcasts.
Yeah.
There's tons of good ones out there, like Comrade Radio. We have a lot of friends that we've talked about before that aren't coming to mind. What's your favorite podcast? You should look it up.
Okay. So I think it's a cool thing to support a lot of people that are up and coming and starting like us.
Yeah.
So there's like Turn to Page.
Uh-huh.
There's APOC Radio, which is on Malcolm's network.
Yep.
You've got... yeah, trends like these, which is on a network that's on MaxFun.
Yep.
I like the Flophouse. The Adventure Zone's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite ever. You got Cybertronicle, which is a Transformers cartoon podcast.
Cybertronological. Yep.
It says podcast-transformers:Cybertronological.
Yeah.
Okay. And another really cool one, actually, to check out. If any of you do listen to podcasts and you listen to the Flophouse, you might know Elliot Kalin. He wrote for The Daily Show, and he wrote for Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Didn't he do a Spider-Man storyline?
He did a Spider-Man comic. He does all kinds of stuff, and he's the best. And he has an Audible series. It's not a podcast. It's an Audible series called Presidents Are People Too, and it just tells you about like the real-life stories behind presidents, and it's very good.
Yeah.
But that is on podcasting apps, so you can listen to that way, too.
Nice. So I found Malcolm's thing. He said, one of my favorite things on the show is when John figures out the science all by himself or Nick makes a fast joke. Not that they couldn't. It's just fun.
Yeah, I remember that.
So when either of us are competent, it's funny.
And the other's abilities. He's starting to give away our formula. Tell Malcolm, me a joke and I'll say something smart.
Okay. What do you call a fish with no eye?
What? Snow... isn't white, it's translucent and reflects light.
This got weird. Our listener question is equally as weird. John's buddy
Sean Murphy, you can say his name.
Okay, Sean Murphy. He sent you a question, and I'm just going to read this verbatim. So, not full episode worthy or anything, but I was just watching It's Always Sunny, and Danny DeVito's character makes a joke about killing a deer. My question, I guess, is... would someone who's changed to vegetarian or vegan after already seeing that still think it's funny? Or like, is it like you change all your views in every context?
Mm-hmm. So I think that this is probably geared mostly towards you. So what do you think?
Well, I already put Shelby on blast for banana bread.
Banana blob.
For her banana blob, so I may as well put her on blast. But Shelby became a vegetarian mostly because she didn't like the taste of meat. Like, I think Chick-fil-A was the only meat that she really liked.
Yeah.
But like hamburgers, she was indifferent about. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until she was driving on the highway and saw a truck full of animals going to be slaughtered that she came home crying and decided to be a vegetarian.
Okay. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah.
But real quick, every time I see those trucks,
yeah.
I daydream a fantasy where the truck breaks down and I free them all.
And like then my Herman style?
Yeah, like I just slam my car, like ram it into the truck, and the driver goes off and like lands safely in a ditch.
Yeah.
And then I open the back and all run out free. But then my fantasy always ends with them all over the freeway, and I'm like, oh no, this is a terrible idea.
You can't hit the truck.
Oh, it's such a catch-22.
What you
got
to do is you got to park in front of the truck far away down the highway so they slow to a stop. Set the truck on fire, and then free the animals Pee Wee Herman style.
Okay.
So the point that I was getting at is now, like 8 years later, before she didn't care about meat.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when I cook meat, she's like, oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Or, oh, you made the house stink like meat.
Yeah.
So I feel like Sean is onto something.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, because he's specifically talking about TV shows.
Right.
So there is a website.
He's talking about jokes and worldviews.
Yeah, jokes and worldviews. So there's a website called doesthedogdie.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's for people that are, like, bummed out when an animal dies in a movie. Like, my mom will not watch a movie if an animal dies.
Yeah.
But she'll watch people get their heads blown off.
Our coworker Anna was pregnant and made the mistake of watching Marley and Me, and she always talks about how awful it is to watch a dog die.
So, yeah. So it would be helpful to her to go to doesthedogdie.com.
Yeah.
And it would look up. It'll say if a dog's injured, dies, or lives at the end of the movie without any spoilers.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty neat. For me, I think it's so sick when dogs are in movies. I don't care if they die or if they don't. Like, they got to be in a movie.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're on a union.
Yeah.
They're a dog actor or actress. They get paid with, I don't know, how do you pay a dog? What do you... You'd probably get, like...
Milk bones?
Yeah, like all kinds of that stuff. Yeah, that's pretty good. Like, they got to be in a movie. They probably go to the screening and everyone pets them and stuff. So remember that. If you see a dog or an animal, any animal die on film and it's not real, that's great. They're going to be at that
Sean's
screening.
Joke,
it is.
Or Sean, that's not Sean's question.
What is it?
Sean's question is, if you saw the episode before you were a vegan and you're like, ha, a joke about hitting a deer with your car and then it died or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you became a vegan, and then you watched that again. Would that joke that Danny DeVito made still be funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to
know. A deer didn't die. So that's my argument.
So it's just a joke?
If I know it's fake, and I can
separate
not suspend my disbelief, but know it's fake, then that's great. It's all about how funny the joke actually is.
Huh. That got real.
Yeah, dude. You know that Desiree says I say dude too much?
Do you?
And I told her to listen to the Flophouse with Stuart Wellington. Because that's what he says.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'll just say this real fast before we close the episode. I noticed that I said basically a lot instead of just removing the word entirely. So as I was typing out my notes today, I found myself replacing basically with AKA. So I just went through and deleted all the AKAs, and hopefully I didn't say it. I think I said it once in the last episode, but I don't think I said it this time.
I hope you, like, pronounced it like Akka.
Akka.
Yeah. Inuit. Akka Eskimo.
Yeah. That was in my notes. I didn't say it.
Okay.
On purpose. Yeah.
All right.
That's all I got.
I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And this is Stranger Still.